Thank you, Dr. Furness. It is such an honor to be here this weekend to talk to all of you about how CCU is transforming the lives of the students that we have as they grow in their faith and in their knowledge. To get to know me rather quickly, first and foremost, I love Jesus Christ, and that is why I'm at CCU. I love my wife, I love my family, my friends, I love kinesiology, I love Colorado Christian University, I love my students. So a word to describe me, passion. I'm a very passionate individual. I have followed a very exciting and challenging path to CCU, to be a professor at this school. After my education, I moved around a lot, had a lot of different opportunities, jobs, internships, moved to a lot of different states. And I was trying to find a path, what God had for me, to figure out what was my path, what was the gift that God had given me. I loved being clinical, but I also realized that I loved teaching. It took me a while to get there, but I realized that teaching was something that God had put on my heart. So I wanted to find a place where I could do both. But most importantly, I wanted to be in a Christian environment. I wanted to be surrounded by those who put Christ first, who put Christ above their degrees. But then where could we be where we could put Christ in our degrees? And that was very important to me. I wanted to be at a university where we could openly talk about Jesus, where we could openly pray with students. We could talk about what it meant to be a scientist and a Christian. How do we do both? And faith and science go hand in hand. This is especially true with kinesiology, which is the study of the human body and human movement. We have a very diverse field of clinical work. We do a lot of research. We do a lot of health and wellness and sport performance. We work with all ages, from children all the way until God decides to call you home. And we just are so excited to be able to teach our students to have this knowledge. We help people. That's our goal. The truth is the basis for the kinesiology and exercise science program at CCU, because we are created beings that exist both as body and soul, and we are called to steward that creation. And I don't think that there is any better way than to use science to talk about this and the perfect intricacy at which God has created us. So as an example, my science is going to come out a little bit, but if you think about your heart, there's a little structure in there. It's called the sinoatrial node. It's the internal pacemaker of the heart, and it controls the rhythm of the heart. But there's another structure called the atrioventricular node that has to pause this signal for a second to allow blood to flow from the top to the bottom of the heart before it can go out to the body. Without this, our heart doesn't work the way it should. Think about the perfect intricacy that that has to happen. And we're talking milliseconds of time. That is not by accident. That is a design. That is a design from a creator. And we know who that creator is, this automaticity that we see. I love being able to teach kinesiology within the context of Christianity. I cannot imagine trying to teach this subject at a university where you're not allowed to bring God into the equation. How can you not give credit to the singular author of life? We cannot plagiarize God's design of the human body. And that is so important. When I arrived at CCU in 2020, we all remember what that year was like, the Kinesiology and Exercise Science Program department was brand new. It was an amazing opportunity for me to be a part of something that had not been done at CCU before. There had never been a program like this before. And frankly, to do something that some may have thought I was a little too young to do. But when God calls, how could I believe anything other than I am the right person for the job? And I knew I was the right person for the job because God told me I was the right person for the job. My dedication to Jesus and to CCU runs deep, hence the suit and the colors. God has given me an unparalleled passion and an excitement and a calling for this job. I don't work at CCU. I am called to CCU. That is why I am there. I truly feel that I am called to be at this university doing exactly what I am doing right now. God orchestrated the whole thing, and there is actually a very interesting story that this timer tells me that I am not allowed to say right now, but I would love to share with you, so please come find me, and I would love to share my story with you and how I ended up at CCU. There is a testimony, and I just love talking about it, so please come find me when you can. CCU students can now earn a major and a minor in kinesiology and exercise science, pre-physical therapy, and sport management. This prepares them for jobs in a very growing field, a very diverse field, as I mentioned, healthcare, exercise and fitness, sport performance, management, so many different opportunities. They gain admission into various professional and graduate school programs, obtain certifications so that they are ready for their careers. They are ready to make a difference in the world. They are ready to make a difference in people's lives and do it through the arms of Jesus. In fact, one of my students was just accepted into a physical therapy program at Duke University, which is one of the hardest physical therapy programs to get into in the country. And in fact, we have had 3 students in the last year accepted to that program. That's the students. That is all the students' hard work. Also, last year, the valedictorian for the graduating class at Colorado Christian University was a kinesiology major in pre-physical therapy. And one of our other distinguished graduates, Sierra, who is here this weekend, she will be attending medical school this fall, and I can't wait for you to hear from her and her wonderful story. And it's students like her that make my job really easy. As Amanda explained, this pillar is about how CCU transforms the lives of our students. It's not just getting an education, it is transforming who they are to go out into the world with grace and truth. To have their degree, to have a career that they're called to, but to extend the love of Jesus everywhere we go. As the First Lady said, in an ever-darkening world, we have to bring the light. And I think that that is really important. We know that the Holy Spirit is the only one that can bring about true transformation, but being on a campus like CCU helps foster that transformation. Being around colleagues and friends at the university is just so amazing when I see how we love Jesus and we are able to bring that to the classroom, to have a president that loves Jesus and bring that to the classroom, a chancellor that loves Jesus and we bring that to the classroom. That is just amazing, and that is why I love being there. We're a community of believers, a family of believers. I have also tried to build a family atmosphere in the kinesiology program. I may be a professor in this program, but I just work there. It is the students that are the beating heart of this program. They are the true essence of what makes this program wonderful. My students are my passion. I carry them with me here all the time. I love my students. This has led my wife, Michelle, and I to inviting students, athletes, and couples into our home, mentoring them, guiding pre-marriage counseling for CCU engaged couples, because it is CCU, so Ring by Spring is real. In fact, I officiated a CCU wedding last year, and I will be officiating 2 more weddings of my students this summer. And so, parents in the crowd, if you guys need an officiant for your students, I am available on nights and weekends and holidays. So just talk to my wife about scheduling. We are united by our common commitment to our Savior, Jesus Christ, at CCU. We encourage all of our students to get involved in campus community by serving and leading God, or leading with their God-given talents and gifts. We are currently in the process of developing a lot of outreach opportunities, local community opportunities, CCU to the world. We have had kinesiology and pre-physical therapy students travel to Guatemala. We have had students at other majors around campus go all over the world. Amazing opportunities, but also right in our backyard in Lakewood. We want to bring health, exercise, and sport to all while spreading the gospel of Jesus. God created us to move. Movement is medicine, and movement is worship. I especially ascribe to this as a kinesiology professional. Like Amanda said, something else that really sets Colorado Christian apart is the small class sizes. I know where all my students are from. I know their stories. I try to invest 100% in all of my students. So does my wife, Michelle, who mentors many of my female students. We are a family. And so at this moment, I would like to acknowledge, as in the words of President Hoag, my better 2/3, my beautiful wife, Michelle. So I'm going to have her stand. What she's able to do with the female students and athletes at CCU is amazing, and I'm very thankful for that. I'd like to share with you about how some students have been transformed by their CCU experience. When Cameron arrived on campus last year, she felt that she didn't fit in at CCU. In her words, she wasn't into the whole God thing. But over this past year, she has been completely transformed by her experience on campus, but also by the Holy Spirit. Cameron is now a strong follower of Jesus and a campus leader. Her passion for Jesus burns brighter every day, and that is 100% what the Holy Spirit has done in her through the campus and through the people at CCU. Michelle has mentored Cameron and seen up close the transformation that has taken place. My wife has said to me that it has been an honor for her to mentor my students. My wife has said, I have seen the Lord give them confidence in who he created them to be, as well as a deeper faith and trust in his timing and plan for their lives. I have had the opportunity to mentor so many of my students on faith, life, career, confidence, and it is the greatest pleasure I could ever ask for. I have worked very hard, and I have been so blessed by Christ to end up where I am, but it is my students that are the stars. It is the students that I want to put on display this weekend, the students that I want to talk to you about. I have all of their names on a list right here, so please come talk to me, and I will tell you about every single one of them and how amazing they are and the joy that they bring to my life, to my wife and I, to CCU, to the kinesiology program. My passion, my ministry just also happens to be my dream job, being a college professor, being a kinesiology scientist, and mentoring my wonderful students whom I love. And to all of my students, you are the best part of my job. I have many more stories, so again, please come talk to me this weekend to hear more about who these students are and how they are being transformed at CCU. And these students are special. They really are. They are going to change the world. They really are. And they are going to go out. And my kinesiology students are going to go out and do it better than I ever could. And I am so excited for that. As exciting as this is, there is a concern of the future of our department might be held back by our lack of facilities and equipment. We really don't have enough classroom space or equipment to meet the demand that the families and the students who say they want to study science, that they want to study kinesiology at CCU. We want them at CCU. Building a new science center is going to change the way we are able to provide the best Christ-centered, key, Christ-centered education in science and engineering. And wouldn't it be a wonderful partnership to work alongside CCU athletics? We've also talked about that. We want to excel in academics and athletics. The kinesiology students can gain real-world experience working in state-of-the-art labs with state-of-the-art equipment while also testing and training our students, or our athletes, and so our student athletes. And so imagine that. Imagine that partnership. And we want to perform at the highest levels. I want my students to perform at the highest levels, and we want our athletes to perform at the highest levels. I want to be the best because I believe we owe the best to our students. The reality we face is that the facilities required to be the best kinesiology and science program are expensive, but I'm encouraged because this investment is a far-reaching one. Our kinesiology students will be able to learn in state-of-the-art facilities and engage in advanced testing of our student athletes, as I mentioned, to understand the science behind training, performance, injury rehabilitation, to improve our athletic performance. This is a win-win for academics and athletics and ultimately our students. I want us to build one of the best kinesiology programs in the country, not just in Colorado, in the country. I believe that CCU is one of the best universities, and I want to be the best university. And when they think science and kinesiology, I want CCU to be at the top of their list. I want it to be the only choice on their list. You'll hear more later this weekend about how you can help support this, including the new science and engineering center we need to build. Like President Hoag, I am certainly not one to accept mediocrity or just be a good degree. I want us to be the best. I want us to transform our students and the future patients, clients, and athletes that they are going to work with. I believe that Colorado Christian is on the precipice of a major breakthrough to becoming a great, but I already think it's a great university, becoming an even greater university. As President Hoag has said many times, we want to be a light in Christian higher education, but in higher education overall. I hope you'll join us as we strive to achieve the full potential that God has called us to shine a brighter light across this nation and around the world, because as I close, the only true light in this world is Jesus Christ. Thank you.